Who the hell puts butter on a Pop-Tart? I don't do that. No, come on now. That's some serious ridiculous shit right there. That's what I talk about, I guess, in this first segment here of the Lost Zane Recordings free view for you. So we go back to September 7th of 2016 for this edition of the Lost Zane Recordings. The free view. If you want the full show, that adds to my, that's part of my 15 plus hours of content on my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sometimes just the free podcast is not enough. You might need more stuff to listen to. There you go. You keep the lights on. You keep the puppies fed. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 is what I suggest you do if you're thinking about it. $10 is for the super fan who likes to watch the videos and be involved in the live streams. So, you know, the $5 a month, you just try it out. All right, I like it. Then you can either let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10% when you do that. And I'm the only guy on Patreon that does that. Nobody else lets their audience have that option. But I'll save you some money if you commit to a year. Or cancel it because it sucks. All right? But you get the rest of that month. You cancel it, it sucks. You're not going to want to listen to it anyway. I don't know. Maybe you'll reconsider. That's what I suggest. You might love it. I hope you do. Otherwise, just listen to this, and that'll be it. Thank you for the time. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
Good morning. Welcome to show number 102, the Eric Zane Show. 7th of September, 2016, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Weather today, it'll be warm again and humid, a high up around 86 with a chance of thundershowers. That continuing, actually, for the next several days. Yesterday, the weather was just sickening. I hated to even be outside for one second. For people who worked outside, my gosh. When it's, like, in the upper 80s and it's that humid, it feels just disgusting. Let's welcome in the one and only Julius. How are you, buddy?
Good. It was nasty yesterday.
Oh, just...
Finally, when that rain started, I was like, yes. Because it cooled down instantly. It was awesome. I love thunderstorms.
Yeah, boy. And there were, like, I think there were still a number of people without power.
What?
Yeah, in Muskegon County, 6,500. Ottawa County, just 475. Allegan County, 480. And Kent County, 184 customers without power. As those thunderstorms move through. I didn't expect that. I didn't even know that was coming. All of a sudden, boom. Just nonstop rain. As we welcome in Tyler Doan. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Eric.
Good to have you here. You sound a little droopy, a little sad sacky.
Oh, not at all.
You're all right? You ready to go?
He already failed his first test.
No, funny story. I went to school yesterday. I'm like, yeah, finally get to go.
Mm.
We had an extra day off for Labor Day.
So, wait, you showed up there. And
yeah,
thinking you had to be part of the day.
I asked Len if we were meeting at the Whale Studio or in class.
And, yeah.
And
he said, no school today.
No school today, Tyler.
Wow. Interesting. Tyler, you were telling me that there was some controversy in your home over Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, so me and Jim Bob were having Pop-Tarts this morning.
That's your father?
Yeah. Well, he was having Pop-Tarts, I was having a bagel, and I noticed something interesting. He was putting butter on his raspberry bagels after he took them out of the toaster.
Wait a minute.
What?
Raspberry Pop-Tarts, you mean?
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
No, you said raspberry bagels. You were having bagels.
Yeah, I was having a bagel, he was having Pop-Tarts.
So he puts butter on a Pop-Tart?
That's what I said, and he's like, well, I like it. And I'm like, well, that's strange. He goes... You're strange, and I just wanted your guys' opinion.
No.
I'd put cream cheese on it before I put butter on it.
No, this was just regular butter.
No, Julius is saying he would put cream cheese on it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't... doesn't it just set there, the butter? I mean,
it kind of melted because he put them in the toaster.
Well, I know it would melt, but it doesn't really absorb, does it? It just kind of floats
it
on
like
top
greasy?
Of it. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Maybe he's just, you know, trying to make a statement or something about, no. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. I definitely wouldn't put butter on a Pop-Tart. We got to have a talk with your dad about that. But he was he like bent out of shape when you called him out on it?
Well, he's just kind of like, this is what I want you to call me out.
Well, he has a point. Who are you to call him out? That being said,
well,
there should not be butter
on
a Pop-Tart.
I'll tell you who I am. I'm Tyler, and I'm going to ask why he's putting butter on his Pop-Tart.
All right, coming up today, we've got a lot of things to get into. Maybe we'll come back to that. I don't know. If anyone puts butter on Pop-Tarts.
I am interested because I've never heard of that.
I think there's only one person in West Michigan who does that, and that's Tyler's dad.
Like a delicacy.
800-785-1073 if you put butter on Pop-Tarts. It sounds ridiculous to me. A lot of times I don't even toast them. I just open up the package and eat them.
Oh, yeah. I used to toast it all the time, and then I realized how good it actually was without toasting it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell am I wasting
I like
my time
both.
For?
I like them both. But in a pinch, I just rip it open and down it. I'm talking about the Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Julius.
Take it all in one.
We have a lot to cover today. There was an incident in my neck of the woods where an old man was.
Yeah, I saw old man runs into.
He's driving poorly. And in fact, I drove by the speedway where it all went down, and
I was like, Eric, this was Eric, definitely right. The old gray haired man.
There's also a story. I think it was in Arizona.
Yes.
A police chase coverage goes bad.
Very bad.
We talked about this yesterday, and we'll get into it a little bit later on. Another story about cops catch a guy after seeing his Facebook profile photo. So we'll get into that. Yoko Ono is back at it again. There is news.
When Yoko Ono's in the news, you're like, this can't be something good. Might not be something bad, but it's nothing that we're all looking forward to.
No, I just can't believe there's a need for this. Yoko Ono, we'll talk a little bit later on about that and go back in time to some of Yoko's greatest hits. we'll talk about some middle school kids who did a food challenge, if you will, and dared each other. Kind of a thing you'd expect out of young kids testing each other and something that they could eat. This one, bad decision. There's a charity event going on today at Z's in West Michigan, downtown Grand Rapids, for a couple of bicyclists who were involved in traffic incidents that were terrible, terrible things, and they ended up passing away. So there's a fundraiser going on. We'll talk with a gentleman about that going on. 10 minutes with Huge on the way. Ann Coulter is back in the news, and you know when we talked about the roast on Comedy Central of Rob Lowe. We played some of the clips. We played actually the comedians making fun of Ann Coulter. But what we didn't get into was Ann actually doing her jokes.
Her shtick, yeah.
Now, the story goes that the writers of Comedy Central actually did a Facebook Live event after the event talking about Ann Coulter. And they said that they wrote several jokes for Ann Coulter. And she chose not to use them, and that she wrote her own stuff. There's some controversy because, she bombed badly. And afterwards, she commented to TMZ about her theory about why no one laughed.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I've seen her on Bill Maher a bunch of times, and her jokes weren't that much different from what she says on that show. So I'm going to go ahead and say that she did write her own jokes. And I didn't think her jokes were that bad either. That's the thing. I didn't think she bombed as hard as everyone's saying she did.
Okay.
I'll just kind of defend her.
All right.
She sucks, but I'll defend her.
As we go to Byron Center.
You never know what's going to take off.
And we bring Brad in.
Hey, Brad. What's happening?
We're doing okay, buddy. What's on your mind?
I remember I was still in high school living at home, and one morning my dad is heating up toasting a raisin bagel in the toaster, and he takes a leftover cheeseburger that was on the plate in the fridge and sets it on top of the toaster to warm it. As he's toasting is Raisin Bagel, and I'm thinking, okay, there's no way he's going to eat these two together. But I was wrong, and he made a Raisin Bagel cheeseburger toaster sandwich.
All right. Couple questions. How long was the burger out for?
I don't know.
Like over, I mean, was out overnight or like a couple hours?
No. It was a leftover burger from the night before. It was on a plate in the fridge.
Oh,
so he put the patty.
It was already cooked, but yeah. He heated it up.
Okay.
On top of the toaster, so, which was probably right next to the microwave, next to the oven.
It wasn't like a fast food burger, right? It was one that you guys made.
Yeah, it was just a patty and cheese.
See, I have no problem with that. That sounds awesome.
You know,
not a Raisin Bagel?
Yeah, I don't.
It's like what McDonald's should be making as their next hot breakfast item.
It might be kind of weird
no,
that he.
No, it's not. They would call it the McDisgusting. That's disgusting. That should never be allowed.
Well, he may. I just question his method of heating it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I question.
That's half of the problem is that.
Yeah, I don't. I'd have to. I'm gonna wait on judgment on
get
the
sweet
actual.
And savory. What else do you need? That sounds awesome. All he's missing is some cream cheese on top of it. I love that.
I'm gonna wait on judging the taste of the. We might have to try this menu item on our own, Brad. But I appreciate the call. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, Brad's nuts.
800-785-1073. Before we get to Gina and Matt, I worked at a place. And, it was at my last job. We had a person who worked there who, no joke, wanted to heat up water and I'm not kidding, put the water in a plastic container and did exactly what Brad was describing. There was no food in the toaster, but put the thing down and put the water on top of the slot to heat the water.
Well, that's a fire risk.
Exactly. It's going to melt the plastic, and then the water is going to go in the toaster. And I actually went, what?
Was he trying to blow it up?
I lifted it off, and I said to the person, I go, what? I'm just trying to heat up the water. I go, yeah, you can't.
This is the worst way I've ever seen anyone heat up water.
As much as I want to see it go down, but just put it in the microwave. That's how you need to do that.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast. The Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart Lock, 2K Cam, and Doorbell 3-in-1 Triple Security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app. And oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay, you can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock.
We go to Louisiana and Gina listening online. Gina, go ahead.
Morning.
Good morning.
My husband actually put butter on his Pop-Tart. I don't know why. I don't know where he got it from. I think it's the weirdest thing ever.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Again, it sounds weird, but I'd have to try it first. It's kind of like Doan's dad, Papa Jim.
Yeah. And he gets the ones that don't have the frosting on them.
That's what I was going to ask.
Kind of soak in. So, I don't know. I guess maybe I'll have to give it a shot next time. But it just seems...
You know what would be good, though? Putting butter on it beforehand and then frying it on a pan. Like, I'm being dead serious right now. Like a grilled cheese. Like, basically really? Turning it into a grilled cheese. I think that would be delicious. That would be good.
So you want to put the Pop-Tart in a pan?
So,
and fry it? Oh.
So wait a minute. Are you saying, Julius, that instead of bread, you'd use Pop-Tart?
Yeah, I wouldn't make like a grilled cheese, but I would fry it up like a grilled cheese
where
you put butter on it.
Up. Okay.
Yeah. I think that might be delicious.
It might.
Or disgusting. I don't know.
We'd have to try. Yeah. You know how it is. Experimentation.
One way or the other. So maybe I'll try it with the butter next time, but I don't know. It looks weird. It seems weird.
Fry it up. You'll blow your husband's mind.
Hey, Gina, on a side note, how are things in Louisiana? Were you a victim of the flooding? I mean, was it in your neck of the woods?
Yes, it was. My house personally wasn't affected, but my town, over 50% of the town, I believe, was underwater.
So what is it like now, so many days after the fact?
Now it's all the water's gone, but there's so much cleanup to do. I mean, if you drive around town, you see, like, people's whole lives, their belongings just on the side of the road.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to rip out of their house.
Did they save the Pop-Tarts?
What's that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What did they say? Their pop? Really? Well, I volunteered one day handing out food and things like that, and I think that's one thing we were missing. We didn't give out Pop-Tarts.
Thank you, Gina. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road.
Have a good day.
Talk to you. You know,
asking the important questions, the hard-hitting questions here.
How are the Pop-Tarts? 800-785-1073.
Butter Pop-Tarts definitely better than soggy Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, we'll have to try that now. If you want to chime in at any time, 800-785-1073. Big football game today, Julius. I know we talked about high school football. We don't need to go back into that, but and I know that isn't your thing.
Is it the paraplegic Olympiad?
No. Well, that would be cool. How about middle school football?
Oh, the biggest game.
It's the big eighth grade game today, Julius. I'll be there.
Why?
Well, my daughter is cheering.
I thought your daughter was already in high school.
Nope, she's in eighth grade next year. Eighth grade cheer. So, you know, it's interesting when you watch a football game and you're there not for the football, but to watch the cheerleaders cheering, it just sounds weird, cheering for the football team. So it's like something goes on the football field and I'm like, oh, okay, that's great. And then the girls, you know, my daughter cheers, she does whatever, her high kicks, and I go, yeah, good cheer. You know, it's you're in a weird spot.
What time is this game?
Well, don't say it like that. You make it sound like it's not even a game.
Yeah, it's hardly a game.
It's I don't know, sometime after school.
6 o'clock.
I think 5-ish.
Well, I mean, you're a parent. It's cool for you to go.
Yeah,
to
yeah. There's actually
it's the 50-year-old men who go to watch cheerleaders that have no kids that are you have to worry about.
So you can join me if you want.
I'm not joining you. There's absolutely no chance in hell.
This is going
to a middle school game.
This is Matt in Holland. Matt, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay, buddy.
Hey, I put butter in my Pop-Tarts.
Okay, so do you do it with the kind with frosting?
Yep. No frosting, it don't matter.
Okay, does the butter go on the frosting, or do you flip it over and put it on the more absorbent side?
I put it on the frosted side.
Doesn't it just...
not going to be there for
doesn't
long.
It just run off?
No, you eat it.
Well, I know that, but there has to be a time when you put the butter on, and then, you know, it melts. Does it just sit there, or do you just shove it right in your face?
Well, it'll sit there, and if it runs off, then you got kind of a dipping sauce.
Nice. Have you tried frying it like I mentioned earlier?
No, but I do sometimes put the butter on it and put it in the microwave instead of the toaster.
That's weird.
Would you like it like if you're short on time?
Yeah, or I just don't feel like pulling the toaster out.
Have you had one today, Matt? Because I think you need one.
No, I haven't had Pop-Tarts in a while, actually.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. 800-785-1073.
Well, that's not how I thought the day was going to start, but...
you know how it is. It happens. Talk show. Things just wander around. That's the most calls we've got on anything since we started doing this show however many months ago.
Pop-Tarts, yeah.
In the next segment, I have to tell you about... Boy, you know, you hear about dogs using police work for just about everything. And this, though, I did not know was a possibility. It's possible to use a dog to bust child predators.
Nice.
The porn-sniffing dog.
Do you think Jared Fogle ever got nervous when a dog came up to his crotch?
I am so glad you said that, because he is included in this story. Did you see it?
I did see it, yeah.
Okay. We'll tell you about that in a second. Before we do, though, Jeremy and Saranac.
Oh, those animals out there, they probably put butter on everything.
Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad.
Did you hear that, Julius?
I just wanted to throw in about Pop-Tarts. What we used to do was toast a Pop-Tart, wrap a fruit roll-up over it, put it in the microwave for about 10 seconds, and then use that frosting from the strudels, the Pillsbury strudels, and put it on top of that and eat it.
Okay, so wait, now this is
ingenious.
This is three products you're using. You have the Pop-Tart, and then the Pop-Tart is warmed, or you put the fruit roll-up around it and then place it in the microwave?
Yep, about 10 seconds, not too long. Go ahead.
Toaster strudel, frosting.
Yep, excellent. Horrible on your teeth, but it's excellent.
Yeah, teeth are overrated, man. You can always brush them.
How long ago did you do this?
You can always get new teeth. You can just go to Wood Meadow Dentistry and they'll help you.
When was the last time you did this?
And get one of those sonic carriers, and it'll just, the waves will
sound waves. I'm sorry.
When was the last time you did this? Like, were you young or last week?
It's been a little bit. It was in my experimentation days back in right out of college.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the reason why we used to mix the foods. I don't really want to discuss it, but.
That's one of the four food groups in Saranac.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Processed sugar.
All right, Jeremy, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
You know how some people say they experimented? It usually means, like, they try to see if they were gay or not. Jeremy's experimentation was with...
Did you ever think you were gay, Julius?
No. We talked about this before. You did.
No, I said it was possible that I could be. I'm not. But I was at a crossroads, I think. And I went the other way. Does that make me a little gay?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't goes, yes, and I hate you for it.
There's a comedian who says everyone's a little gay. I don't know.
All right, so I'll tell you about the porn-sniffing dog coming up in just a few short minutes. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. See ya.